events in the future. In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FDAA.
Are you shocked that 20 million illegal aliens have invaded our country? That 60% of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit. And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org before it's too late.
Los Angeles is a sanctuary city disaster, courtesy of Antonio Villaraigosa. The good news is you can do something about it. My name is Walter Moore, and I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I've got the credentials and platform needed to turn this city around. What I don't have yet is the $150,000 needed to qualify for matching funds and get a guaranteed spot in the televised mayoral debates. That's where you come in. People just like you have already contributed more than $10,000 to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which paid for this ad. All I need now is another $139,000 to get in that debate, clean his clock, win that election, turn this city around. We can repeal Special Order 40, but it's up to you to contribute. Will you help me save America's second largest city? If so, go to moreisbetter.com, two O's, moreisbetter.com. We'll make this city great again, moreisbetter.com. Thanks.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, last week was a historic week for our nation's politicians. They caught hell. The American people do not, I say do not, want amnesty, and they let it be known loud and clear to all of those in Washington, D.C. The ringleader of this vile, hideous, anti-American amnesty is the Massachusetts senator and inebriated swimmer, Ted Kennedy. This man is a vile liar, and his lies are nothing new. He's been doing them for years. He's been in the Senate for about 150 years, folks, a long, long time, and he supported both prior ruinous immigration reform bills, 1965 and 1986. These assurances he gave us in 1965 and 1986, he told us would never happen. And here's what he said. Number one, he said, our cities will not be flooded with 1 million immigrants annually. Under the proposed bill, the present level of immigration remains substantially the same. That was about 250,000 people legally. You are a liar, Senator Kennedy. We are now taking in 1.2, 1.5 million legally and another 1 million illegally. You are a lying sack of beef manure. Number two, he said, the ethnic mix of this country will not be upset. You are a liar, Senator Kennedy. It has been upset to the point now where the only people grown in this country are Asians and Hispanics from third world countries, and that is bringing down our quality of life. Number three, you said it will not relax the standards of admission. You lied again. We are letting in people who merely say that they've been in this country for a certain amount of time, and then we amnesty them in 1986. And number four, it will not cause American workers to lose their jobs. Ha! Millions of Americans have lost their jobs. Talk to people in construction. Talk to people in hospitality. Even talk to the kids who can't get McDonald's jobs because they don't speak a foreign language. You lied on that one. And then number five is the biggest lie of all. You said, Senator Kennedy, that employers' sanctions and amnesty provisions will stop future illegal immigration. What the hell happened? Please tell me. Somebody tell me. What happened? What happened? It has not done anything because there have been no employer sanctions, and all we have had is amnesties, big and small. The Immigration and Naturalization Service Act of 1965 and the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986 were both endorsed and advocated by Senator Kennedy and have brought us nothing but misery in this country and brought us to the point where we are today. 30+ million illegal aliens. We are approaching third world conditions in this country, folks. Parts of America are lawless, totally lawless, and still Kennedy and the rest of the Senate trash are saying in unison, let's do it one more time, just one more time. But the American people ain't having it. They ain't having it. Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina said here, he said, quote, He'd never seen his constituents so angry and emotional, end quote. Never, on any subject. He had never seen this before. He said he's never witnessed anything like what he's been getting to his office in the form of calls. He is opposing the amnesty bill, and because of that opposition, he was cheered at a GOP convention in his home state. Now, Lindsey Graham, the other side of that Republican coin, also of South Carolina, who sold us out and sold out the constituents of his state by voting for the illegal alien amnesty, was booed as he entered the same convention and was shouted down when he tried to explain that this was, quote, the best bill I think we can get President Bush, end quote. If this is the best bill, let me tell you something, Mr. Graham, we're in trouble. If this is the best bill that you can come up with, you need to be a telemarketer. That's what you're suited for. Trent Lott, idiot senator of Mississippi, who has jumped on board with the sellout the sellout legislation said, quote, we need time to show people what's in the package, end quote. In other words, if we can show them what's in the package, we can convince them. We can convince them that it's good for America. If I was to see him, I would tell him straight to his face, Mr. Lott, you stupid idiot. No matter how you sell it, you matter, no matter how you package it, no matter how pretty the bow you put on top of it, the American people do not want amnesty. That's what it is. It is amnesty. Let me say it again. The American people do not want amnesty, no matter how much border enforcement you put in this bill. The American people do not want amnesty. No matter how many border patrol agents you hire, the American people do not want amnesty. And in your parlance, sir, they do not want a pathway to citizenship for anyone illegally in the country. Do you get it? That is our position. We have not changed on that. We do not want border security first, as a lot of these people say, and then worry about the rest later. There is no later. We want border security, and we want these people deported from our country. This is set in stone. No amnesty. Never know how. Senator Lott then said he wanted his colleagues to take three questions home to their voters for the holiday weekend. Question number one, is the current immigration situation intolerable? Question number two, is the bill before the Senate significantly better than the current situation? He said the answer to both questions were yes. He is wrong. Question number one is yes, it is intolerable, but the system is not broken. It is just not enforced. There is a difference. And question number two, the answer is no, because the bill will bankrupt and kill the United States of America. And his final question, number three, will more time make a better bill? He says no. I can't tell you what I would call this bill because if I do, they'll throw me off the air. I can't tell you what this bill is. I will simply say this. You can't polish a turd. You can't polish a turd, and that's what this bill is. And it is our responsibility to make sure that this turd of a bill gets flushed and never comes to the light of day, never floats on the surface, and never is seen by the American people. It is up to us to do the job that the Senate will not do. We must get strong, we must get hard, we must get vigilant, and we must see that these people do not vote yes on this because we will lose the country that we have been entrusted with. And there's not another one to replace it. I guarantee you that. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about the 8,000 heroic sworn personnel of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department and the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. We rarely hear any appreciation for all the hard work and dedication of deputy sheriffs and district attorney investigators, but we don't expect to. That's why our association sponsors our annual awards banquet, to highlight some of the outstanding and heroic achievements of deputy sheriffs and district attorney investigators. This year's banquet is scheduled for June 1st at the Pacific Palms Resort in the City of Industry, and the agenda includes honoring district attorney investigators and deputy sheriffs who survived rolling gunfights, high seas rescues, and kidnap incidents to help innocent people and to make sure that suspects were arrested and taken to jail. For more information about the ALADS Award Banquet, or if you are interested in participating as a sponsor at this year's event, call the ALADS office at 323-213-4005. Or visit our website at www.alads.org. I'm Steve Remage. Thanks for listening, and please drive carefully.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our once great country, the United States of America. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of a voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the folks listening tonight on KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, all the good folks on KDWN 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the good people listening on the RBN network all across the United States. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give. You're nice, I'm nice, you're nasty. Woo! That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for The most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, we all know it's a proven fact that most politicians lie, and it's just some of them lie better than others, and we shouldn't trust any of them. We all know they're all crooked as a barrel of snakes. Well, last week, while running for re-election in the state of Arizona, Representative John Kyle ran on a tough anti-illegal invasion platform. This was last year, just November. Okay, he ran on this tough, tough platform. He promised the good, strong people of Arizona that he would represent them in Washington, D.C. He said he would fight hard to free Arizona and the U.S. from the grasp of these invaders who have come here to take over our country. 6 months later, he has shocked those who put him in office by going completely against what got him elected in the first place and helped Kennedy, of all people, push forward the illegal alien amnesty bill. Now, Arizonans are furious over this stab in the back. Arizona State Rep and Kyle's fellow Republican, Russell Pierce, a good guy, said it best. He said, quote, he has betrayed the people who voted for him. It's absolutely a sellout of America, end quote. Absolutely. Now, further proof of the sellout is his endorsement by Elias Bermudez, director of the racist organization Immigrants Without Borders. He said, quote, speaking of an incident where they put Kyle's face on a pinata and was broke, he said, quote, I was dumbfounded by his change of heart, and I truly apologize for the incident with the pinata. We are very proud of his stance now, end quote. Now, that's an endorsement by somebody that nobody in the world should want because it's a racist from a racist organization. Kyle has got you Arizona people for 6 years. He's got you. You can't do anything to him for 6 years. I wondered who put him in office, but I don't wonder anymore because I saw the lies he told, and I probably would have went for him too. But don't go for it next time. This guy is a snake in the grass. He is horrible, and it is up to you people out there who vote for him to put him out next time. Now, I know you Republicans like to vote for anybody Republican, but this is what you get when you vote party ticket and don't look at the qualities and the morals of the guy that you are putting your ex next to. This guy sucks. He is horrible, but John Kyle, more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Unbelievable. Boy, the emails I am getting about this man, they're blowing up my email account. Nobody is happy about it. We're going to get straight to our guest now, folks. I am very privileged and honored to have a guy on that I've been a fan of for many years, but now I am a bigger fan of his because he not only has made some great music for this country, but he is an American who stands up and is counted as an American. Ted Nugent. Ted, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, Terry Anderson, God bless you. Happy Memorial Day to you.
Likewise to you too, buddy.
But my friend, you have lit my barbecue soul fire here in Texas, as I call you, because everything you've said, I just want to put a big Motor City Uncle Ted rock and roll ditto on top of everything. Terry, you've graduated from the same logic university that I have. God bless you, sir.
And the thing about it, Ted, the doors are open to anybody who wants to attend, but nobody wants to go in and take a seat.
Well, I think you've nailed it there. I've been doing radio and media all of my wonderful rhythm and blues celebration career since the late 1950s. I started doing a lot of radio because I was the only one who, you know, in the music industry that really stood up adamantly, absolutely, for Second Amendment rights and constantly celebrated the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and identified America as what it is, and that is the last best place. So I've been demonized oftentimes in the media, particularly the rock and roll entertainment media. But let me tell you, my friend, what you're stating isn't a Terry Anderson opinion, and it's not just a Nugent family opinion. I am still privileged, honored, humbled, and blessed to travel this great nation, whether it's guiding and outfitting hunting operations all across North America, or rock and roll. I do about 100 concerts every year, and I'm really a gregarious guy. I meet with people every day, law enforcement, military, youth charities, churches, hospitals, schools. And Terry, what you say on the radio, what you live, and what you and I agree to as just sensible goodwill, decency, and logic, Terry, it's alive and well all across this country, except the apathy has muzzled them.
That's right. Everybody's
That's the problem.
Ted, Kennedy's everybody's...
Ted Kennedy, I mean, he wouldn't even be a pinata because there's not a crowbar big enough to fix him with. But he wouldn't matter if just those that know and live by common sense, goodwill, and decency and logic that Terry Anderson celebrates on your radio show, if just the people who live that would speak up and vote, we wouldn't have any problems.
That's right. You know, I told a good friend of mine this morning, we had a phone conversation, and he's kind of a doom and gloom guy, and I say, you know what, the reason it's where it is not because of people like Kennedy and the rest of these people, it's because we haven't done our job.
Bingo.
We haven't put their feet to the fire, haven't slapped them in the face, we haven't withdrawn our votes and our money from these people, and we have allowed them to be what they are. We keep electing them and not putting their feet to the fire. Guess what? They're going to do what they want to do, not what we want.
And Terry, I guess that ultimately, you know, we get a platform here and there. You got a great radio show. And again, thank you for having me on because, once again, I'm not here to give you any hunches or any ideas or any opinions.
We'll take them, though.
I'm not that smart. What I do, I've been 59 years. Yes, I'm an old rock and roll guy. I'm 59 years clean and sober. Let me tell you what 59 years in America and traveling the world clean and sober does for a guy. It keeps your radar acute. It keeps your antenna absorbent. I'm like a sponge, Terry. Terry, I got to jam with Albert King, B.B. King, Freddie King, Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Chuck Berry, Bo Dylan. You are honored to jam with those masters. You don't want to poison your senses with dope or drugs or alcohol or
Look at what you missed, Ted. Look at what you would have missed.
I would have missed all those incredible emotions and dynamics those gifted guys provided for me. But equal to those musical genius, Terry, the cops that I train with, the military men and women that I go to Fallujah and Tikrit and Taji and Kandahar and Kosovo and Baghdad and all through Iraq, those men and women that I share literal and figurative campfires and I sponge up their wisdom, why they volunteered, the research that drew them to serve this great nation. That's the logic that I don't give you opinions on. I literally genuflect at the altar of logic. But people listening to you right now that shake their head and go, yeah, Terry, I wish I could say that. BS! That's a turd like you were taught. You can't polish that turd if you don't communicate those truisms of your life to your elected officials. I'd like to thank you for nothing.
For nothing. We get what we deserve. We get what we have earned. And one thing you mentioned about the Second Amendment. We do believe in gun control on this show, Ted. We're two-handed guys.
That's right.
I hate to see anybody with one hand. That one scares me. You know what I mean?
Gun control at the Nugent camp is putting the second bullet in the same hole as the first bullet. You know,
there you go.
Terry, I'm just a guitar player, but I've been a sheriff deputy in Lake County, Michigan for the last 32 years, and I've been sworn in as a constable here in Texas. Plus, I've been, again, just privileged to be anointed as an honorary member of the 101st Airborne. So, you know, I don't just play paintball war games. I literally carried a machine gun in Fallujah. I do federal fugitive arrest warrant raids here in Texas and with law enforcement around the country. I've seen the devil of a 12-gauge sawed-off shotgun. I have seen the underbelly of why recidivism is rewarded and encouraged in this country. So I might just be a guitar player, but I'm a hands-on, we the people guy. So when I give you a comment, it's not like I'm some cocky guitar player that has a hunch that I'd like to ram down your throat. I back off of life. I back off and absorb and look and read the signs. And when I speak, that's not an opinion. I can show you evidence that would choke a goat for all the things that you talk about and all those self-evident truths that our founding fathers wrote down in those pillars of freedom, and that the Nugent family, and again, every family that today we had 20 people at the barbecue representing about 10 families. Yesterday we had about 20 people at my rehearsal just dancing wildly to my band. I hang out with people, farmers and cops and teachers and welders and mechanics and plumbers and this guy and that guy, coaches, everybody, Terry, and those hardworking, productive members of America, they genuflect at the same altar of logic and the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule and the Declaration of Independence and the Emancipation Proclamation and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution that you rave about. But again, if you only do it in lip service,
that's not enough.
Literally helping the other side, because
Ted,
a non-vote isn't neutral. If by not voting and speaking up, that's not neutral.
Well, a lot of
that's
people
negative.
But Ted, a lot of people go down and they say, "Well, I voted."
Well, that's not enough. That's not enough anymore. You've got to do more than that. You've got to be vocal. You've got to let them know how you feel. This country is slipping away from us now, and people think, well, that can't happen. Well, you know, Rome slipped away. A lot of other great civilizations slipped away. If we are not vigilant, if we don't stand up and take this, we are importing the entire third world to our country, people who don't want to speak our language, people don't want to assimilate. And not only that, Ted, they are coming here illegally. I am not anti-immigration. I know immigration keeps this country fresh and vibrant within reason and numbers that we can assimilate. But we've got to stop this illegality. We've got to stop these people who are lawless and coming in and doing what they want. Then they march in our streets. They come here with their foreign flags, and they say, we demand to have the rights that you have. We demand the same civil rights that you black people fought for. We demand that you give us amnesty. We demand in-state tuition for our children in college. We demand, we demand, we demand. And guess what? These politicians are going to give it to them if we let them.
The whole time flaunting their criminal credentials.
That's right.
See, that's the difference. You and I would love to have legal immigrants come in and celebrate the American way, which, by the way, there is an American way. And that means, number one, being an asset to your family and your community, which makes it essential to speak the language. Number one. Who doesn't know that, Terry?
You tell me.
I see it all the time.
Every time we try to start something about English only, they protest and call it racist.
Well, you should be where I am. You know, I could tell you some stories. I was, boy, if I had some mountaintops that I've been blessed with. I got to jam with the Funk Brothers back in Detroit in 1963. That was back when I was a small black child. But I got to jam with my heroes of the Funk Brothers.
For those of you people who don't know who the Funk Brothers were, they backed up the Motown acts for years and years in Detroit.
The gods of thunder, Terry.
Yep.
And even to this day, I just had an eight-hour marathon jam session with my amazing band. And we literally pay homage to the Funk Brothers and those great
emotional black artists.
To this day, I don't have any white influences with a guitar except maybe Keith Richards, and that's only because he was a Howlin' Wolf protege.
Absolutely.
But my point is that as I dedicate my records to Rosa Parks and the Funk Brothers and James Brown and Wilson Pickett and Sam and Dave and Booker T and Otis Redding, as I've been doing this for over 40 years, the Amboy Dukes album, we dedicated to all these great masters that we learned from. Do you know that just because I say, in order to be a productive asset to your neighborhood and this great country, you have to speak the language of your neighbor.
And there's no way around that, Ted. There's no way around it. It's been that way for hundreds of years in this country, and we have to keep it that way. Ted, I'm coming up on a hard break. I got to go. I want to thank you for coming on. After I put you on hold, I want you to listen to this clip. It's about 2 minutes.
Gotcha.
It's by a guy from the Brown Berets de Aslan, and he talks about what he thinks about white folks and other folks and how he feels about this country. And it's really one of the most bigoted, racist things you've ever heard in your life. And we play it, and I was there the day he said it. I saw the words come from his mouth. But this is the type of people we're up against. We're not against any race of people. We are for America. We want every race of Americans here to start thinking America first and your ethnicity or your former nationality second. Ted, I want to thank you so much for spending time with us, buddy. We're going to talk again.
Thank you, Terry. Happy Memorial Day to everybody.
You too, buddy. Stick around, listen to this clip, and then we'll let you go, okay?
Thank you.
All right. That was our good, good friend. A guy that contacted me, by the way, folks, and I was very happy to get his email, Ted Nugent. Been rocking for years, and he's still rocking. He's got me by a year. I thought I was older than him, but he's got me by 1 year. Anyway, here is our clip from our friend Augustin Cebeda of the Brown Berets de Aslan. This is courtesy of CCI.
I was the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A., We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hill! Thank you.
racists say that they should die. Yes, they have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of our people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
Raza Fuerza, this is Aslan, this is Mexico. There are pilgrims on our land. Go back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
The best thing I've ever done.
Because at Cars for Causes, the number one most important cause is the cause that's closest to your heart. Cars for Causes, the charity that gives to charity. For information and pickup, call today, 800-766-CARE. 800-766-CARE.
870 KRLA.
Los Angeles is a sanctuary city disaster, courtesy of Antonio Villaraigosa. The good news is you can do something about it. My name is Walter Moore, and I'm running for mayor of LA right now. I've got the credentials and platform needed to turn this city around. What I don't have yet is the $150,000 needed to qualify for matching funds and get a guaranteed spot in the televised mayoral debates. That's where you come in. People just like you have already contributed more than $10,000 to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which paid for this ad. All I need now is another $139,000 to get in that debate, clean his clock, win that election, turn this city around. We can repeal Special Order 40, but it's up to you to contribute. Will you help me save America's second largest city? If so, go to moreisbetter.com, two O's, moreisbetter.com. We'll make this city great again. Moreisbetter.com. Thanks.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. Boy, it was great to have Ted Nugent on with us. What a guy. Boys, he got the fire. And you know what? That's what we need, more guys like him. I've heard some of the statements he's made on this subject and other subjects, and he's right on the money. He's right on the money with the Second Amendment. He believes in Americans having the right to defend themselves or just to carry a gun for fun if they want to. I mean, you know, that's our right. The Constitution gave that to us. He's all for America, and that's what we need more of. And I want to say something else, folks. Yesterday was the 100th birthday of John Wayne. Now, I know a lot of you people out there, especially you black folks, don't like John Wayne. I love him. I love him. I think he's Americana personified. I think he was good for this country. And whether you liked him or not, he was what he was. He was an American icon, and he should be treated accordingly. And if somebody can show me where he shouldn't, please let me know. But until that, I will treat him as one. I am a huge fan. Always have been. Saw his pictures. First run in the movies when I was a kid, and I watched him right up to The Shooters, the last one he made. I was always there, and I always supported him, and he was good for this country. All right, let's get straight to the phones. Let's go to Crazy Steve calling from Austin, Texas. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, greetings from the People's Republic of Austin.
What's up, buddy?
The South.
What's happening?
Well, I'll be quick. We all know that Chimpy the Punk, that's Traitor Bush, is trying to break the back of the Border Patrol. And I want to remind everybody out there that Ramos and Compeon are still in prison.
Still in jail, that's right.
But AmericanFreedomRiders.com, every weekend, in conjunction with various immigration control groups and various Minuteman groups, hold rallies in cities around the country. And I just want to say, which you could find out where they're at by going to AmericanFreedomRiders.com. But coming up on the fourth Saturday, they are going to be held in Hartford, Connecticut, New Brantford, Connecticut, West Haven, Connecticut, Blaine, Washington, and Castro Valley, California. Go to AmericanFreedomRiders.com for local contact information. And L.A. has it on the, L.A. has it on, I think, on the third Saturday of each month. We've been increasing our turnout here. And for the rest of you Texas listeners, on the 16th of June, we're having the U.S. Border Watch is having a rally at the Capitol, and we're going to combine that with American Freedom Riders. And on June 30th in San Antonio, there's going to be a big one against Johnny Satan. You know the prosecutor.
Yeah, Johnny Satan, that's him.
Yeah, down there I think he works for that one of those banks that gives credit cards to illegals.
That's the rumor.
Huh?
That's the rumor.
Yeah, so we're going to be protesting down there, and we're going to try to get a bunch of bikers out. So for all you Texas people, come on out.
American Freedom Riders are a great organization, Steve. They're really doing a lot of good work in this country. I am a member, and when I was they gave me a vest when I was in Phoenix last year. But they're doing a lot of good work, and we cannot forget Ramos and Compeon. They are two guys who are heroes. Someday they will be canonized in this country for what they have been put through. But right now, our government's making them suffer. Thanks for the call, Steve.
Thank you, Terry. Keep up the good work.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Ronald calling from Los Angeles. Ronald, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing there, Terry?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Have you heard in your conversations, because you wouldn't have heard this on the mainstream media, that this whole bill of this piece of legislation that they're trying to push through is that they want to push it through because one of the main reasons they won't be here to see the effects of it.
That's right. They won't.
They will not. They have no intentions of enforcing any border.
You know, it's like a guy who's going to inherit $1 million. Once he gets his, he doesn't care about anybody else.
Absolutely.
And they're getting their payment now. A lot of, you know, they talk about John Kyle from Arizona. I've heard that this guy is doing this. Now, this is what I read on the internet today.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing what he's doing, this flip-flop, this six-month flip-flop he did because he wants a judgeship. He wants to be appointed a judge by President Bush before Bush is out of office. I wouldn't doubt that. But if this happens, it'll just show you what his motives were. I mean, these people are all in it for something, Ron. They're all in it for some reason, and they all got some kind of grift that they're getting out of this.
Terry, you shouldn't be surprised. I mean, when you look
at not.
The Alberto Gonzalez situation.
Mm-hmm. Another piece of trash.
Okay. And you look at, what's his name, the governor of New Mexico? Did you hear him today?
Bill Richardson, another one.
Did you hear him?
Another racist. Here's a guy who wouldn't make a decision on whether Alberto Gonzalez should be put out of office, I mean, should be fired. And you know what his reason was, Ron? Because he was, quote, Latino like me, so I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. That's racism. That's racist. We're supposed to be Americans and treat all people equally, but he gave this guy the benefit of the doubt because he was the same race as him.
That's
unbelievable.
He said because they are he is Hispanic.
That's right.
And that tells you right there, Terry, where the true sense of La Raza, Mecha, all these organizations are coming from. And if the American people don't wake up, it's going to be over and out.
Por la raza todo fuera de la raza nada.
Eso.
For those in the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. Thanks for the call, Ron. Let's go to Evelyn calling from Irvine, California. Ev, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry. I like John Wayne, too, and we have an airport named from him.
Yes, you do.
Where I live.
Yes, you do. I fly over it all the time.
Terry, what you heard about Turncoat Kyle is exactly right. He's looking for a judgeship appointment, and the activists in Arizona call him Bush's bag man.
That's what he is. And you folks listening on KFNX, get a pad and pencil ready. All you folks listening in Phoenix, I've got some numbers for you. I'm going to give them in a few minutes. Go ahead, Ev.
Okay, well, I'm calling to talk about this wonderful event that is happening for Tom Tancredo, a fundraiser and book signing event for presidential candidate Tom Tancredo, which is going to be at the Nixon Library in Yorba Linda on June 16. It's a Saturday, and it only is $50 to get a ticket for each attendee. And somebody told me that somebody whose initials are Terry Anderson might be a speaker there.
That's the rumor.
That is a rumor.
Yes, it
anyway,
is. A strong one.
The best and only way that I can suggest that anybody find out about it is to call toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS, and you will hear exactly how to go about it. Now, a lot of you folks who cannot come or who are listening in other states, that doesn't stop you from sending a check marked Tancredo
for
president with a little note that you're sorry you're unable to attend, but he will get the check at that event because we're saving the checks to hand him there.
Now, Evelyn, that's $50 prior to the event, $75 at the door, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. 877-NO-ILLEGALS, and you'll hear all about it.
That'll be an event for a good cause, folks. Trust me when I tell you that. Thanks, Ev.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Jerry calling from Lowell, Massachusetts. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes. Hello, Terry. I'm a Democrat.
That's fine.
I don't like what they're doing, and I think that what Kennedy did in this thing, he's giving away this country.
He is.
Jerry, just
so you know, I get tons of emails from Democrats who feel the very same way the rest of us do.
Yeah, but, you know, people shouldn't really trust him because this guy, I just can't stand him.
Well, Jerry, who's voting this clown into office every 6 years?
I don't know. But, you know, the thing that's been bothering me more than anything is that we have soldiers being killed in Iraq, and they're fighting to protect this country. And here, Kennedy is giving it away to the illegal.
That's right.
What are they going to do? Take their jobs?
That's
these
right.
Poor guys that are getting killed in Iraq.
That's right. Absolutely.
It's making me sick to my stomach.
And me and you both. And he has no concern. And that's a good thing you say about the vets. But let me tell you something else. Yeah. The regular American folks in this country, we all ask the question, what's in this bill for us? What does America get out of this bill? Let me see what I get out of it. Now, I heard Sheila Jackson Lee say the other day on TV, and y'all know what I think of her. She said the other day, we'll know who everybody is. Hell, if we deport them all, we'll know who they are, too, as they exit the country. Why don't we do that? I have told people over and over and over, Jerry, read my 90-day Terry Anderson show, Invasion Solution Without Confusion. It's right there on our website, and it tells you just how we can get these people out of our country. Every politician I will ever interview, I will ask the same question first. What are you going to do with these 20 to 30 million illegal aliens here? Do you want them deported, yes or no? And if they say they don't want them deported, you're out of here. Your history,
Terry,
I got nothing to say.
Can I say one thing?
Yes, sir.
I forgot. Everyone listening to this show tonight, if they would just pick up the phone Tuesday morning and call any congressman in this country,
they can call
South Carolina,
anybody,
and North Carolina. They just say, give me the senator from South Carolina. You only have to know the name or the congressman from there, and they can get that name by calling the Federal Bureau. So well, they can call any state, not just California.
I totally agree. Call them all. Because the guy, if I live in California, the guy in Massachusetts that votes for me. Every time the guy in Rhode Island votes, I get
That's
the benefit
right.
or the harm from that vote. So we have a right as Americans to talk to anybody. Jerry, I got to go. Thanks a lot for calling. Call me again.
God bless.
Thank you, sir. All right, I got somebody on the line here. I can't see the name. Let's see. It says Kevin. Is that Kevin? Let me see. Kevin. Kevin James. Oh, that's what. What's up, buddy? What do you hear? What do you say?
Anderson, how are you, sir?
You figured my name out too, huh?
I tell you what. You know how it was the best thing to hear just in the last few minutes listening to you, Terry? You are the first person I've heard in over a week that will talk about the number of illegal aliens in this country not being 12 million, but being between 20 and 30 million.
If you told,
aren't you as tired as I am of listening to this 12?
Well, Kevin, they gave that 12 million 10 years ago. You telling me it didn't increase any? Give me a break.
Check out the window.
Yeah.
It's increased at all.
It has increased. I got a feeling we're going to have somebody else on this week who will be discussing that higher number. Is it anybody we know?
That's right. That would be me tomorrow night at 9 o'clock is when we start, Terry.
Okay. I put a 10 o'clock on our website. Tom, if you're listening, fix that. It's 10 o'clock tomorrow night. Anyway,
9 o'clock tomorrow night.
See, I said it again. I'm trapped. I'm in a loop here. 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Kevin will be right here on KRLA. Boy, are we glad to have you back on the air, buddy.
Hey, Terry, thanks again, and thanks for the time tonight.
Absolutely.
Weeknights, 9 o'clock on News Talk 870 KRLA. We're back, and one of the things we're going to talk about right away is the great time that we had in D.C., Terry, and there, as you know and as you talked about, just a lot of stories, a lot that people don't know and they don't realize about what this Congress is trying to do to
That's
us right.
right
now.
Every American should make that exodus to Washington, D.C. at least one time in their life. Go into those congressional offices, Kevin. Get in the face of these people and tell them how you feel and vent yourself at least once in your life. Me, I'm going to do it every chance I get. But people should do that. It is an experience that all Americans should experience at least one time.
No, it is, and I heard people over and over again talk about how in many ways it's a life-altering experience for them. That's not an exaggeration. It really does feel like it empowers the people, and it was such an important experience. So we're going to be talking about that. You know me, Terry. I'm going to hit some of the local issues hard and fast. There's a lot that's happened in the 7 weeks that I've, not been away, but I've been off the air. And so we have some catching up to do.
Absolutely. Folks, this is Kevin James, my ex-co-host that I had on for 1 week, and then I fired him. But he was on with me. Well, we had a ball that night in Washington, D.C. It was a great event. We had a good time. He will be on right here on KRLA at 9 p.m. Pacific time. And that's for you folks listening on the Internet also. You can also get him. You can listen across the country. He has a great show. He is a fixture here in Los Angeles. He used to be on a different station. He's going to be joining KRLA now, and he's going to be a great addition to this station.
And, Terry, you're going to come in on my show and sit with me as I did on yours, correct?
Will do, buddy. It's a promise.
All right. Hey, thanks for the time, sir.
All right, Kevin. Take care. Kevin James, folks. All right. Let's go to Bill calling from Chino, California. Bill, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Terry. Bless you for having Ted Nugent on the show. He's a fine man. I voted for him for board of directors of the National Rifle Association. And also bless you for saying those wonderful things about John Wayne.
Oh, yeah, he was a good guy.
Yes, he was. Anyways, Terry, what I wanted to say over here, and that is to ask our fellow listeners to please get a pencil and paper and write this down, because we need to keep you on the air, Terry, out there articulating the popular age. So please, people, please, folks, Terry is doing an outstanding job here. And send in your donations to the Terry Anderson Show. And the street address is 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard. That's 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City. That's Studio City, State of California. And the zip code is 91604.
All right, buddy. We appreciate it. Thanks so much, Bill.
Yeah, Terry, and folks, also don't forget terryandersonshow.com. So if you missed it this time around, you can get the street address,
right,
the address to mail in your donations from terryandersonshow.com, and the address will pop up there, right, Terry?
Yeah, right. Will do, Bill. Thank you, sir.
Okay, take care, Terry.
All right, that is theterryandersonshow.com. Let's go to John calling from Lakewood, California. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
You know, you better be sitting down, got your seatbelt on, because guess what else is in that stupid amnesty bill?
They want to get the
superhighway, an NAFTA superhighway,
right.
And then they also have anti-gun legislation in there.
Well, there's some of that in almost every bill they put
forward.
Oh, yeah,
because I heard it on Ron Paul's message, and I can give that number out. It's 1-888-322-1414, and he plays it all week. And I see where Ron Paul's going to try to get reintroduced to get the anchor babies, or jackpot babies, as we call them, get that 14th Amendment changed.
That's a good deal. That's what we need.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do.
I get in trouble when I'm in Denver and I'm on Peter Boyle's show and I say jackpot babies.
Yeah, they
get angry there, but you know what? I say it more then. But that's what it is. Let's be honest. Let's be honest about it, John. When they come here, they drop this kid and they are somewhat anchored to they've hit the lottery.
Yeah.
They've hit the jackpot. You know what I mean? And it's disgusting. Ron Paul's a good guy for doing that. I hope he succeeds.
Yeah.
John,
well, keep up the good work, and I'm thank you for mentioning John Wayne.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
You folks in the Phoenix area, now get your paper and pencil. I want you to give this guy a call. This is Kyle, this scum. This is one of these things you scrape off a swimming pool that hasn't been cleaned in 2 years, right off the bottom. The number is 602-840-1891. That's 602 area code 840-1891. Call him on Tuesday. Call him on Tuesday. If you're listening in Tucson, it's 520-575-8633. That's 520-575-8633. Give him a call at his local office on Tuesday and say, you know what? I gave you money. I voted for you. If you vote for this amnesty, you are out of here. We know you got 6 years, but I will badmouth you. I will talk about your wife, your kids, your mama, and everybody else for the next 6 years until you come up for reelection, and then we will vote your sorry butt out of office because you suck. That's what you tell them. And be forceful about it. No more of this. I mean, don't call up there with profanity and stuff, but call up and let them know that you are absolutely disgusted with what this clown is doing. And those people in other parts of the country that are listening right now, do it to your place, your home senators, and then call Kyle's office also. Because like I said to Jerry from Massachusetts, every time Kyle votes in Arizona, he affects the rest of the country regardless of where you live. Let's go to Isabel calling from Chula Vista, California. Isabel, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, you know what? I am just beyond disgusted with Bush and all these politicians. But I'll tell you what really grabbed me the other day was when I heard Jerome Corsi talk about, he's the guy that brought us SPP.gov.
Uh-huh.
And he has an article, and I challenge anyone to go to this website, World Net Daily. Jerome Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, he talks about the Bush makes power grab, what it is. It's the National Security and Homeland Security Presidential Directive. It's a law that he signed on May 9th of this year, and it gives him unlimited powers. And I am just beside myself. I cannot believe that he did this.
I can't believe most of what he does, Isabel. And there are still people who tell me to this day in 2007 that he's a good man.
No, he's not a good man. And let me tell you something. I am an American of Mexican descent. Fine. With that said, I would like to tell you that I am an American. I am a patriot. I am a nationalist. Fine. I know that people are going to be out there saying that I'm a racist. This is not about a race. This is about loyalty. This is about loyalty to America.
And about the law. It's about the law, Isabel.
Exactly.
It's about the law.
If I go out there on any given day and break the law, I have to pay the price.
Isabel, you know what I ask these people, the ones who will call you and I a racist? Now, I'm a black man. They'll call me a racist, say I'm anti-Hispanic. 9 times out of 10 is a Hispanic who says that to me. I say, wait a minute. If these was a bunch of Africans over here trying to get amnesty, would you be marching in the street with them? If they were a bunch of Mongolians, would you be marching in the street with them? No. They're marching the street because they happen to be the same color as them. It's just like our Mexican mayor here in Los Angeles. He only advocates for those who are his race. He doesn't care about the rest of us.
Yeah.
Say, same thing with Fabian Nunez, the head of the California Assembly. He only advocates for those who look and are like him. Now, all Hispanics are not like that. I got two very pretty Latin ladies sitting here in my studio looking at me right now, very dark-skinned Mexican descent women who agree with you and I. Now, having said that, we are all Americans. It doesn't matter what our race is. We put that aside as Americans. We share the same country, the same culture, and the same sovereignty. And if we don't decide that we're going to be one people, we're going to be another Montreal, we're going to be another France or some other country that can't, Kosovo, can't get along on ethnic reasons. We've got to put this aside as Americans. Isabel, thanks so much. You call me again.
Okay, thanks.
All right, let's go to Norm calling from Las Vegas. Norm, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, great show. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Good call on John Wayne. He was a great American. I always watch his movies, regardless of how many times I've seen them. Basically, I'll get right to it. Questions on the Senate bill. How do I look it up on the Internet real quick, and what are the phone numbers
Go to numbersusa.com.
Numbersusa.com?
Numbersusa.com, and I do not have... I do not have the Vegas number in front of me, but you can call the switchboard at the Capitol. They'll give you the number for your local guy. You can look it up in the phone book. All your local offices are in the phone book.
Okay, cool. But numbersusa.com.
Numbersusa.com. They will tell you all about the bill, and they will tell you who voted what. They will tell you which senators voted which way. It is a very good tool to keep in your computer. It's a great website.
After I met last week, I was almost willing to call you and just throw up the white flag. I am so disgusted, and I feel that these people are going to get everything they're going to try to push for.
They're not going to get it, Norm, and we're not going to throw up the white flag, though I do understand your frustration, but we are going to win this one, buddy.
I hope so.
Take care. Thanks for the call.
Goodbye.
Let's go to Jason calling from Cypress, California. Jason, what do you hear? Not much time.
All right, Terry. I think that Bush will... possibly go down as the worst president. I have to say that because
he's horrible.
He's going to push up Warren G. Harding one rung on the bottom of that ladder because, you know, instead of Albert Fall and Daugherty and those crooks in the Harding administration, we have we've got a crackerjack crew there of mental misfits. Karl Rove, Gonzalez, Carlos Gutierrez, all of these people that he has shown that he has bad judgment in all of the people around him.
Some of the biggest losers. Look at the woman running the ICE now. Look at the woman that's running that he tried to get in there on the Supreme Court. All losers now. The only thing he did right was the guys he appointed to the Supreme Court. Those I go along with. Everything else has been a total disaster. I got to go, Jason. Thanks for the call, buddy. Call me again. Let's go to Sandy calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Sandy, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Terry, I wanted to give you the article that Ev and I and Jan wrote, put together, connected the dots on John Kyle. People can go to it at the Federal Observer, www.federalobserver.com. On the homepage, you'll find it under Miller's Crossing. And we wanted to get it out to everybody all over the country because we want people to call their senators from South Carolina, Texas, Mississippi, Ohio, the whole thing, and say, hey, are you voting for this just to give John Kyle his federal bench appointment?
Got to go, Sandy. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Take care. One of our callers says you can go to congress.org. My bad, I forgot about that one. Congress.org will have all of the numbers you need to call your local people. We're gone, folks. Mike, Fred, Al, Brian, all the rest of the lines are full. The show is over. I thank everybody for calling. I want to remind everybody about my good buddy Rusty Childress at immigrationbuzz.com. I want to remind everybody to buy something American this week. It is very important you do that. I want to remind everybody that we have a great crew here. Mel Haffenfeld taking your calls. My engineer, Michael Wolner, sitting here behind me, and my buddy Chandler for engineering a great show. And I want to remind you, we need your help to stay on the air. Anybody wants to help us, please, please, please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. And what I said before, folks, this is going to be Memorial Day tomorrow. You know, you can carry a full automatic weapon for the government, but you can't carry a pistol to defend yourself against criminals. Something is wrong with that. That is not correct. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, theterryandersonshow.com. Aliens.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
The Terry Anderson Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.